Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. We would like to welcome the distinguished delegation of Suriname and thank them for the presentation of the report. We commend Suriname for their commitment to the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the Sustainable Development Goals, and we welcome the progress and the efforts that they have made to combat human trafficking and domestic violence, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. Nevertheless, we would like to express our concern over reports of increased cases of trafficking in remote areas of the country and for the difficulties of access that Indigenous peoples might face given a lack of a multilingual approach to education. With all due respect, we would like to recommend, first, to ratify the main international treaties on human rights that are still pending so as to move towards the 5, 10, and 16 goals. To redouble efforts to combat human trafficking as part of SDGs 5 and 16, and to take measures leading to the inclusion of a multilingual approach to education as part of the goals 5 and 10, to consider the possibility of extending open and ongoing invitation to all human rights mechanisms in keeping to the recommendation made during the second cycle, and to establish a ongoing permanent mechanism for the implementation and follow-up of the recommendations in human rights, considering the possibility of receiving cooperation to that end as part of SDGs 16 and 17.